Welcome back to Curse of the Marketer. I'm Brady Sadler. This is an audio blog of sorts where I'm doing two things. First, exploring the podcast medium with plans to launch a more fully produced show later this year. And second, this is just a forum where I'm sharing observations that I have about marketing, which is something I love to talk about and to hear from others about, which the title is really a reflection of, in terms of this curse and otherwise negative term being really something that I embrace. And I stepped away from the show around the holidays, but actually heard from a number of you wondering when I was going to do more episodes. That was surprising and exciting, so here we go. As far back as I can remember, my father took pride in being an early adopter of technology. One of the first examples of this that I can recall was a remote control robot with a tray that you could put drinks on and move from one room to the other. Now, this sounds kind of ridiculous, but it was the 80s and, well, I suppose it was ridiculous then too. He also had a car phone back when that required major installation inside the vehicle and a Sirius antenna. He had a cell phone when that meant the phone came in a bag with a giant battery that couldn't even fit in the glove compartment. And as we got older, I caught the bug as well. Although he still gets new phones before I do, I typically go a bit deeper into the features and functionality. When it came to adopting connected devices for the home, I was one step ahead, and about a year ago, I proudly gifted he and my mom an Amazon Echo, along with a smart hub and a few smart light bulbs. They really get a kick out of it and actually find it to be pretty helpful. This year, when I was home over the holidays, the true potential of the Echo and these voice-enabled devices in general made even more of an impact on me. Although I've been convinced for a while that this is game-changing technology, it took this random encounter for me to really understand the potential. We were all lounging around, chatting in the living room, when we got into a little debate about Joe Biden's age. I immediately grabbed my cell phone and started typing into Google. But before I could even hit the search button, my dad had already received the answer from his friend Alexa, the voice assistant that powers the Echo, as if I need to tell you who that is at this point. This is just one small example, but it really stuck with me. And if sales are any indication, we're poised to experience a lot more of these moments. According to the global market research firm Canalys, 16 million speakers were shipped this last quarter of 2017 alone that were, quote, smart. That's huge, but they're predicting 70% year-over-year growth, equating to over 56 million units sold in 2018. That doesn't even count the voice assistants in other products. Amazon claims 400 million devices have their voice assistant, which is now compatible with 225 brands. I was a huge fan of radio as a kid, and lately I can't get enough podcasts. It's fun to think about all the new ways we'll be receiving this audio content and how voice will allow us to interact with brands through technology as it expands. I want to hear from you. Are you on board with voice assistants in your home? Bullish or bearish that voice-enabled devices will continue to grow? Maybe you're creeped out by the idea of a speaker listening in your home, or you're willing to make that trade-off because you see the value. Let me know your thoughts. This has been Curse of the Marketer. I'm Brady Sadler, and thanks for listening.